For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Activists are demanding more oversight and transparency into the Memphis Police Department's policies on electronic surveillance. WKNO's Katie Reardon says a court-appointed team that monitors the department answered questions at a forum Thursday night.
Many of those concerns surrounded current compliance with the Kendrick Consent Decree, a 40-year-old legal agreement that prevents police from spying on political activists. Police were found in violation last year after officers used social media to gather intelligence. Police recently asked a federal judge to modify the decree, arguing it doesn't account for modern-day technology. At the forum, monitoring team member Will Perry was asked if the decree prevents police from accepting crime-related tips from a citizen who finds it on social media.
That's an interesting problem, right? Because while we don't want the police to use third parties as proxies to do things that they're not supposed to do, we do want police to be able to act on certain kinds of information.
Activists like Reverend Vahisha Hassan are demanding that a community member is added to the 6-member monitoring committee.
I just don't think that this is a credible monitoring team without the community's direct involvement, not focus groups. Every time a table is set, some community members should be eating from it.
A judge is now considering that request. The monitoring committee will present its next quarterly report November 21st. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.